时间。
Next will be scripture reading.
读经的经文是以弗所书六章十到十八节。
And the passage is from Ephesians 6:10-18.
在教会的圣经新约第三百四十五页。
Yeah, in our church Bible on page 345 in the New Testament.
由我来读。
I'll read it.
以弗所书六章十到十八节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，倚靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。下面是信息的时间。
Yeah, it'll be time for message.
今天的讲员是郑景明弟兄。
Our speaker for today is our brother Joseph Chen.
今天的主题是神的军装。
Yeah, the theme for today is the armor of God.
早
上好。
Yeah, so I'm so glad that Pastor Paul, you know, thank God for 2014. So I'm gonna continue with that.
我很高兴今天保罗牧师为我们这个今年2014年感谢神。
So,
我会继续这个话题。
This summer, my family went to the Brooklyn mission trip.
这个暑假我们全家人去了这个布里克林的这个宣教。
Yeah, it was a blessing, you know, to serve God as a family.
就是我们能够全家人侍奉神是一个蒙恩的事。
And I was so glad, you know, to see Joshua teaching the little kids.
我看到我的儿子在教导小孩子的时候，我很高兴。
And I saw Hannah, you know, singing in the worship team.
我看到我女儿在这个大家一起赞美神这个主那里有唱呀带唱。
So I thank God for that.
我很感谢神。
And then.After that, late in the summer, we went to a cruise.
那在暑假的时候，我们就有这个游船。
And we took the cruise as a family.
我们坐这个游船就是全家人一起去的。
Now, you know, Sarah and I, you know, our anniversary is on August 15.
那我跟我的太太我们的结婚周年就是在八月十五号。
But we never thought about that.
但是我就没有想到这个事情。
So we originally booked the cruise at the beginning of August.
所以本来我们就订了这个票，就是在这个八月初去的。
But then to accommodate some relatives, we have to move it to mid-August.
那因为我们要迁就我们一些的亲戚，所以我们就把这个时间改为八月中。
So we actually get to celebrate our 27th anniversary in the cruise.
所以我们就可以在这个游船上来庆祝我们二十七周年。
I mean, it was great.
这是一个很棒的事。
So at night, you know, Sarah and I went to the outdoor lower deck to pray together.
那天晚上，我跟我的太太就去这个底层的那个甲板外面去祷告。
And we saw the waves, you know, underneath us.
我们也看到这个海花就在我们下面。
And it reminds me of a verse in Romans.
那就提醒了我在罗马书的一段经文。
Nothing, neither height nor depth, not even the depth of the ocean, can separate the love of God have for us for, through Christ.
没有任何的事情，没有高和低的事情，甚至这个这个大海的深度也不能把我们与神的爱在基督里来分开。
Okay, so let's pray. Okay.
让我们祷告。
So dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的父神。
Yeah, thank you so much that we can gather together today to hear about your armor.
我们很高兴今天我们能够聚在一起，能够一起听你的军装。
Yeah, give me the boldness to speak.
求主你给我这个勇敢来传讲你的话。
And give all of us an open heart and an open ear.
求主你给我们一个打开的心和打开的耳朵。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣名求。Amen.
Okay. One more thing I forgot to mention is I was very nervous about, you know, motion sickness.
有件事情我忘记提了，因为我对这个晕船呢是很担心的。
So I asked some brother and sister, you know, in church to pray about this cruise. Oh, please keep the water calm.
So, 我就请我们教会的一些弟兄姊妹为我这个祷告，求主就给我们一个很平静的风浪。
So when our ship went to Turks Island near Bahama,
那当我们的船去到这个岛那里
，the tour guide actually said that.You know, the waves usually are very high, but I'm so surprised it's so quiet today.
那这个导游，这个就是岛上这个导游就跟我们说啊，一般情况下这个海浪是很高的，但是我今天是很惊讶，今天的水面是这么平静。
So it is so good, you know, to have brothers and sisters in the church to pray for each other.
所以真是我们有我们的弟兄姊妹在教会为我们互相彼此代祷，真是很美的事情。
However, the reality is this: life is not a cruise.
但是真实的生活就是我们的生命不是游船。
Life is a battle.
我们生命就是一个征战。
How do we know that? Because that's what the Bible said.
我们怎么知道呢？因为圣经这样告诉我们。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So,Okay, when you go to a cruise, right, what do you bring? You bring your suntan lotion and swimming trunk, right?
那我们去游船的时候我们带什么呢？就是带我们的游泳衣啊，还有防晒油啊。
But what do you bring to a battle?
那我们去征战的时候我们要带什么呢？
So, here, Paul said that we're not fighting against people who wronged us.
那我们就是按照这里说的，保罗就说我们不是与那些触犯我们的人征战。
We are not fighting our family or anyone else.
我们不是与我们家人或其他人征战。
But against the power of this dark world, that's the devil.
而是与这些管辖这个幽暗世界的，就是那个魔鬼征战。
Now another thing I think is important that we are not going to battle.
这事实上我们不是要准备进入这个战争。
If you read Paul carefully, he is saying that we are already in the battle.
要是我们很仔细地读这个保罗所写的，我们已经在这个征战上。
I don't want to fight. Who wants to go to battle?
我真的不要去征战，因为没有人愿意去战争。
But the fact is, we're already in one.
但是事实上我们已经在其中。
So in a battle you need to know the strategy of the enemies.
那我们在征战里面我们要知道这个敌人的计划是什么。
I think some of you watched the movie, right? Wolf in Wall Street, right?
我们有些人可能看过这个电影叫做华尔街之狼。
It's about some people who justdeceive many investors who lost their money.
那就是关于有些人就是要欺骗一些投资者，让他们就是输钱。
You know what Jesus said? He said, Jesus said about the devil, he said that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
那你知道 主耶稣怎么样说吗？他说盗贼来无非是要偷窃、宰杀、毁灭，而我要来是要给他们得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Yeah, so the devil do more than just stealing money. The devil actually steals lives.
那魔鬼他不只是要偷钱，他还要、这个偷、还要宰杀人的生命。
Do you know why the devil、hate us so much?
你知道为什么这个魔鬼这么恨我们吗？
Because the devil hate God.
因为他很恨神。
And God love us.
但神很爱我们。
So the devil hates whatever God loves.
所以他就恨那些神所爱的人。
In fact, the devils don't even like each other.
其实这个魔鬼他们是彼此、都不爱的。
But they are very unified.
但是他们是很一致的。
They unify in one objective, and that is to destroy God's people.
他们在这个目标上他是 很一致的，因为他就是要、破坏人的。
So let's see what is the devil's weapon.
那我们要看一下这个魔鬼的、武器是什么。
The devil's weapon is deceptions.
那他的武器，其中的武器就是欺骗。
He will deceive people by saying, "Ah,、your marriage is hopeless. Give it up."
他会这样说：“哦，你的婚姻真是没有希望了，你就放弃好了，这样来欺骗。”
See, the devil is a master of deception.
所以这个魔鬼他就是这个欺骗人的这个主。
Remember when the devil was talking to Eve?
我们还记得吗？魔鬼跟那个夏娃讲话的时候。
He said that, if you eat this fruit, you will not surely die.
他说，你要是吃了这个果，你不一定死。
And Eve listened to that lie, and later she died.
那夏娃就听了他的谎言，后来就死了。
So deception can kill.
所以欺骗。会宰杀。
And the devil would steal our time. He would even kill people with all kinds of suicide accident and destroy marriage.
所以魔鬼他会偷窃我们的时间，会宰杀人，或者是破坏我们的婚姻啊，还有其他。
Yeah, the devil is totally brutal.
所以那个魔鬼是很残酷的。
And also the devil always accuses us.He said, "Oh, you're so bad that God won't love you."
而且魔鬼他会指控我们说，我们真是不够好，神不会爱我们。
So because the devil is so evil, it is important that we put the full armor of God.
因为这个魔鬼是这么的可恶，所以我们一定要穿戴神的军装。
And so,The armor of God consists of, I put in yellow, okay, the belt of truth.
所以，这神的军装就是有这个，真理的腰带。
And then the breastplate of righteousness.
还有公义的，护心镜。
And the gospel of peace.
还有和平的，福音。
The shield of faith.
还有我们这个信德的这个盾牌。
And helmet of salvation.
还有这个救恩的头盔。
And the word of the spirit.
还有神的话。
Okay, sword of the spirit.
还有圣灵的宝剑。
Okay, now, do you notice that it says that it put on the full armor of God?
因为我们注意到我们要穿戴神全副军装。
Because the devil would attack any part of our body,which is weak.
Yeah, 因为这个魔鬼就要就是看到你的身体哪一方面是很脆弱，他就要来攻击那个地方。
For example, if a person have a weakness in the temperament,
那比方说，要是有一个人在他的脾气方面是比较软弱，
then the devil would put a lot of frustrating events in front of him.
那魔鬼就会把这些 让他很容易就是发怒的这些情况放在他的生命里。
So that he would commit sin in his anger.
那所以他就会在他的发怒的时候会犯罪。
And if a person likes, you know, likes to play games,
要是一个人他喜欢玩游戏。
Then the devil introduced many fun games to this person.
那这个魔鬼就会把那些很好玩的游戏就是介绍给他。
That's why we need to put on the full armor of God.
所以我们就要穿戴神的全副军装。
But unfortunately, many people today are running around with no protection.
那很不幸的，今天我们有很多人就走来走去，就是没有这样的保护。
Okay, let's look at the first one. Okay, the belt of truth.
让我们看一下第一个就是，真理的腰带。
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理和生命。
And you know why truth is? You know why the truth protect us? Truth.
你知道为什么真理会保护我们吗
？Yeah, truth protect us from deception.
真理会保护我们，让我们免受欺骗。
Yeah, most lies sounds very logical.
很多这个谎言听起来好像很有逻辑性。
Like for example, we are the product of evolution.
比方说我们会想，我们就是这个进化论的这个产物。
There is no heaven or hell.
天堂跟地狱是不存在的。
Just this life, so just enjoy it as much as possible.
我们只有这一生的生命，所以我们就要尽情的去享受。
But the truth is, there is judgment after this life.
但是真理告诉我们，在我们这个生命之后就有审判。
We can earn our way to heaven by doing good things.
或者是说，我们可以争取我们去，就是用我们的好行为争取去天堂。
But the truth is that Jesus' blood washed away our sin so that we can enter heaven.
但真理告诉我们，主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的罪，所以我们可以进去天堂。
So next one is the breastplate of righteousness.
第二个就是公义的护心镜。
Okay, the devil will always accuse us by pointing our mistakes.
那这个魔鬼经常用我们做的不好的地方来指控我们。
And saying that, see how bad you are, you don't deserve God's love.
就这样说，你这么差，神，你不配得神的爱。
And God will never forgive you.
那神也不会饶恕你。
But God has sacrificed, but let's read that, okay? God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
但神告诉我们说，神使那不知罪的替我们成了罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Now for those who knows Chinese, right? You know this character means righteous.
我们认识中文的，你们就知道这个就是义的意思。
So this is lamb, right? This first top half is lamb.
上面那一半就是羊。
And the bottom half is me.
下面那个就是我字。
So when the lamb is covering me, then I am righteous in the sight of God.
So, 当羔羊盖我，我就在神的眼前就是成了义人。
So, when we done wrong,
当我们做错事的时候，
we need to ask God for forgiveness.
我们需要求神来饶恕我们。
And ask God for grace so that we can overcome our sins.
也要求神给我们他的恩典，让我们能够胜过我们的罪。
The next one is the gospel of peace.
下一个就是和平福音的鞋子。
In Ephesians, Paul wrote, "For Christ Himself is our peace, who make both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall."
在以弗所书这里讲到，因他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
You see, before we know God, we were enemies of God because of our sins.
Yeah, 你知道吗？在我们在认识上帝之前，我们是与神是为敌的，因为我们的罪的缘故。
But because Jesus come and sacrifice himself so that now we become children of God.
那因为主耶稣基督来了之后，牺牲了他自己的生命，所以我们就成为神的儿女。
So Jesus is the peace that broke down the enmity between us and God.
所以主耶稣他就是就是拆毁了我们与神之间的隔断的这个墙。
Yeah. Now in 2014, there were many wars that went on in the world, right? Yeah.
在2014年有很多的征战在这个世界上。
I mean, there was no peace between the police community and the black community.
就是在这个警察里面跟这个黑人中间是没有什么平安的。
Yeah, this world needs peace.
这个世界真的很需要和平。
So this is one news I heard that really brings peace to the world.
这里有一个新闻，我们就看到。这个神的平安来到我们中间。
You remember, right? During World War II, many Jewish were held prisoners by the Nazi concentration camp.
我们就记得在第二次世界大战，有很多犹太人，他们就被这个希特勒关在这个集中营里面。
There was one boy who made peace.
这里有一个男孩子，他就把这个和平带到。
Yeah, so last week, some young people from a German church volunteered in a homeless shelter in New York City.
上一周，有一些在这个德国的教会出来的一些年轻人，他们就去这个收容所。这个收容所呢，有很多的犹太人在那里做这个义工。
Yes, so there are many Jewish people in this shelter. So the purpose of this is to atone for the past wrong that they have done to the Jewish people.
他们的目的就是想把以前他们做的对不起这个犹太人的这些事情给赎回来。
This would bring peace between Christians and Jewish people.
那他们这样做就把这个和平带到这个基督徒跟犹太人之间。
So as his feet walk to this shelter, he's bringing the gospel of peace to these people.
所以当他的脚走进这个犹太人这个收容所，他就把神的和平带到那里。
So wherever we go, we need to tell other people that we once were enemies of God.
所以不管我们去哪里，我们就要跟人们分享，我们本来是与神为敌的。
But Jesus was the peace that bring us together with God.
但是主耶稣就是我们的和平，他把我们与神和好。
Shield of faith.
是德性的，信德的盾牌。
The devil always want to attack us with doubts.
魔鬼经常用这些疑惑来攻击我们。
Do you like this picture? very cool, isn't it? Okay, the devil always try to attack us by saying, "Oh, prayer is useless."
Yeah, 魔鬼他经常用一些祷告是没有用的这样来攻击我们。
Yeah, you've been praying for the job for many months.
他说你已经为你的工作找工作祷告了好久了，
what,
几个月了。
And what do you have now?
你现在得到什么呢？
Oh, you see, God doesn't care about you.
那神是不关心你的。
Because if he does, why these terrible things happen to you?
那要是他关心你的话，为什么有这么样可怕的事情发生在你身上呢？
You know, when the devil attack us with doubts, we need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
所以当魔鬼用这些谎言这些来攻击我们，我们就要定睛在主的身上。
In Hebrew, it says that fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.Who by the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
在希伯来书这里说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的痛苦，并坐在神宝座的右边。
See, Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith.
所以主耶稣就是为了我们信心创始成终的主。
So do not fix, do not fix our eyes on the negative things that the devil tried to throw at us.
所以我们不要把我们的眼睛放在这个魔鬼给我们的这些负面的事情。
Instead, fix our eyes on Jesus, who can turn the negative to positive.
我们反而要定睛在主耶稣上，他会把这些负面的变成正面。
In Mark chapter 9, there was a man whose son was possessed by the evil spirit.
在马可福音第九章那里提起就讲到有一个人，他的儿子被这个巫鬼附身。
So he brought his son to Jesus.
所以他就把他的儿子带到主耶稣那里。
And Jesus said that all things are possible for those who believe.
那主耶稣说，在相信的人凡事都能。
And then the father said, I believe, but help me to overcome my unbelief.
那个父亲就说，我相信，但是我的信心不足，求主你帮助我。
So his faith, he has some faith, but the faith was weak.
所以他是有一定的这个信心，但是他的信心不足。
But he asked Jesus to help him to overcome his unbelief.
所以他就求主耶稣帮助他不足的那个信心。
And Jesus honored that and then rebuked the unclean spirit.
所以主耶稣很高兴听他在这样说，所以他就帮助他来策骂这个巫灵。
And the spirit left the boy, and the boy was healed.
所以那个巫鬼就离开了这个男孩，那个男孩就好了。
So when we struggle with doubt,
当我们与这个怀疑这个心征战的时候
，we can say to Jesus,
我们可以这样跟主耶稣说
，You are the author and perfecter of my faith.
你是我这个信心创始成终的主。
Help me to overcome my unbelief.
请你帮助我。来胜过我这个不足的信心。
The next is helmet of salvation.
下一个就是救恩的头盔。
In Psalm 27, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom do I fear?"
在诗篇二十七篇这里说，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢
？The helmet protects our mind from fear and from all kinds of negative thoughts.
所以这个头盔就保护我们，免得我们有这个负面的想法啊，还有惧怕。
So if the devil causes us to fear, we have to speak. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will not fear.
所以要是魔鬼引起我们这样有这样的惧怕，我们就这样说：耶和华是我们的亮光，是我的拯救，我必不惧怕。
The last one.I shouldn't say last one, but this is one of the weapon that is for offensive.
那这一个就是我们用来攻击的一个这样的器具。
Yeah, and that is the sword of the spirit.
这就是这个宝剑。
Which is the word of God.
圣灵的宝剑就是神的话语。
Yes. So all the other armor so far is to protect our body.
我们前面所讲的这些盔甲呢，都是用来保护我们的。
But the sword is the only weapon that can be used as offense.
那这个宝剑就是其中唯一一个是用来攻击的。
Now let's see what Paul wrote in Hebrew.
那我们看看保罗在这个希伯来书怎么说。
For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than double-edged sword.It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit.
他说神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开。
Okay, I want you to focus on the last word there, right? Dividing soul and spirit.
我们要注意到他说可以剖开刺入这个魂与灵。
Devil is spirit.
所以魔鬼就是一个灵。
So can the sword cut through devil?
所以这个宝剑可以刺入这个魔鬼吗？
Yeah, no wonder Jesus used the word of God to fight the devil when he was tempted in the desert.
所以怪不得主耶稣基督在旷野被诱惑的时候，他就用神的道来与他征战。
So in the same way, we can fight the devil with the word of God.
所以同样的，我们是可以用神的话语与魔鬼征战。
Now, this is a very interesting event.
这是一个比较有趣的一个事情。
Do you remember Daniel, the young man, Daniel?
你们还记得大以理吗
？He was offered many food in the palace.
他在一个宫殿里面有很多很多的食物供给他。
But he refused to eat those food that was worship, you know.Used to worship idols.
但是他都拒绝不要吃那些已经拜过偶像的食物。
But now Daniel has become much older.
所以现在这个大以理变成比较老一点的人。
He remained faithful to God.
他的信心跟神的信心一直还是保存着。
He always prayed for his people.
他经常为他的人民祷告。
And he asked God.What is the future for my people?
所以他求问神，我的人民的将来是怎么样的呢？
He finally got his answer after 21 days.
那最后在21天以后，他就得到神的答案。
So let's see what the angel said to him after 21 days.
我们看一下这个天使在21天之后对他说什么。
So the angel came and said, Do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come to respond to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the king of Persia.
Yeah, 这个天使就这样跟大以理说大以理啊不要惧怕因为从你第一天专心求明白将来的事又在你神面前刻苦己心你的言语已蒙应允我是因你的言语而来但波斯国的摩军阻拦我21日突然有大军中的一位米迦勒来帮助我我就停留在摩斯诸王那里
Now, the prince of Persia is the devil who is in charge of that area.
所以这个波斯的这个魔君他就是这个魔鬼。
So you can see here that the angel was held back by the devil until Michael, which is the archangel, came and helped him.
所以我们这里看到这个天使就被这个魔鬼阻拦了，一直到这个天使长米迦勒来帮助他。
It seems like they have been fighting, right? That's going on between the angels and the devils.
所以我们看到这个天使跟着魔鬼有这个征战。
Now in the Bible, Paul mentioned about the third heaven.
在圣经里面，保罗有提到第三层天。
The third heaven is where God's throne is.
所以第三层天就是我们的上帝他的宝座所在的地方。
If there is a third heaven, then there must be a first and a second.
要是我们有第三层天，那一定就有第一第二层天。
So many people believe that we are living, you know, the air around us right here. That's the first heaven.
所以很多人就相信我们现在所生活的这个空间就是第一层天。
So and then the atmosphere above is the second heaven.
那这个空中上面的这些空气就是第二层天。
And God's throne is at the highest point.
所以神的宝座就是在至高之上。
So when God answered Daniel's prayer,
当神回应这个大以理的祷告的时候
The angel traveled from the third heaven to earth
所以这个天使就从第三层天就来到这个地上
Now to do that the angel must pass through obviously the second heaven
所以呢我们就很清楚看到这个天使一定要经过第二层天
And there he was attacked by devils
那就在这里，他就被这个魔鬼 宫颈。
And the devil happens to be the prince of Persia.
那这个 devil 这个魔鬼就是这个波斯的魔君。
But later, Michael came and helped set him free.
所以后来这个米迦勒就来搭救他。
Now some people believe, now I'm not sure if it's true, but some people believe that the angel who delivered the answer of our prayer might have similar armor as we do.
那有些人这样相信，但是我不知道，不确定是不是真的。他就说，这个天使把神的应许应允带到我们的时候，他们也是要有这个穿戴神的军装。
So as they pass through the second heaven, they often are attacked by the devils.
所以当他们经过这个第二层天，他们也会被这个魔鬼来攻击。
And if the angel has no armor, then the angel might be held back.
但是要是这个天使他是没有这个军装，没有穿戴这个军装的话，他也会被阻拦。
And the devils might even snatch away the answer from the angel.
那魔鬼会把他所带的这个应允就会拿走。
Now the Bible did not say that the armor we have determine the armor of the angels.
那圣经没有说我们的军装就是跟那个天使那个军装是一样。
So I do not say this with certainty.
所以我不敢肯定这样说。
Only as a possibility.
这只是一种可能性。
But if this is true,
但是这要是是真的话，
then this would be another reason why we need to put on the armor of God.
那这就是另外的一个理由，为什么我们要穿戴神的军装。
Okay, so let's review, okay, see how much you remember about the armor.
那我们可以来复习一下，看看我们可以记得到这个军装。
Okay, so the first armor is the belt of truth, right?
所以我们看到这个第一个就是真理的腰带。
Do you remember the second armor?
第二个是什么呢？
Anyone? Huh?Yeah, okay. Breastplate of righteousness, okay.
那就是公义的护心镜。
Third armor.
第三个呢？ Yes.
Yes, gospel of peace.
Okay. 和平福音的鞋子，对。
Fourth armor.
第四个。
That's the next one. That's the next one. Shield, right, the shield, right.
信德的盾牌。
Shield of faith. And then, the next one.Right, good, helmet
salvation. 救恩的头盔。
And then the last one.
最后那个。
Right, so,
圣灵的宝剑。
Very good. You remember, most of you remember most of it. That's good.
Yes.
Okay. So now, let's go to Romans 13. Very interesting.
我们去到罗马书的第十三章，可以看一下。
Paul wrote, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ.And make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust.
这里说总要佩戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
So in other words, when we put Jesus on ourselves, we will be protected from temptations that the devil put in front of us.
所以当我们佩戴主耶稣基督，我们就会得到完全的保护，不会受到这个魔鬼放在我们前面的这些诱惑。
Now the Bible never say how do we put on the armor of God.
那圣经没有告诉我们，我们应该怎么样来穿戴神的军装。
I think we can ask God how.
那我们可以去问神怎么样呢？
But this is how I do it.
那这是我是这样来穿戴的。
Okay. So.I would say something like this, okay? Jesus, you are the truth who protects me from the deceiver.
我是会这样说，主耶稣，你是真理，你保护我，让我不受骗。
Okay. And then, I would say, Jesus, you are the righteousness who protects me from accusation.
我也会这样说，主耶稣，你是真义，你是我的公义。你要保护我，让我免受指责。
Jesus, you are the peace who I will bring everywhere with my feet.
主耶稣，你是我的平安，我 我的双脚就要把你的平安带到我要去的地方。
Jesus, you are the author and perfecter of my faith.
哦，主耶稣，你是我为我信心创始成终的主。
Jesus, you are my salvation who protects my mind.
哦，主耶稣，你是我的救恩，你要保护我的心思意念。
From fear and from all negative thoughts.
免得我有惧怕和负面的想法。
Jesus, you are the word in my heart and in my tongue.
主耶稣，你是我心里跟这个口里的道。
Help me to remember your word and to speak your word.
你帮助我来记得你的话语跟传讲你的话语。
Okay. And then after the armor, Paul continued with pray in the spirit.
那在这个军装之后，保罗他也跟我们讲到在灵里要祷告。
Now this is interesting. Maybe it's a coincidence. I don't know. But do you notice that Paul tell us to put on the armor first?
啊，这可能是一个这么刚好的事情。你也记得这个保罗叫我们要把这个神的军装穿戴上吗
？And then he tell us to pray.
那之后呢，他就叫我们要祷告。
Okay, so that's interesting about the angel. Remember I talked about? Okay. Okay, so let's see what he said.
看他在呀，跟我们说什么。
And he said that after the armor, he said, pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
Yeah, 让我们先穿上神的军装之后，他就叫我们要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
Now let's see what it means by pray in the spirit.
那他这个说在圣灵靠着圣灵祷告是什么意思呢
？You see, we can only pray for things that we are aware of.
我一般来说就是为那些我们已经知道的事情来祷告。
I mean, if a couple has a marriage problem and you don't know about it, can you pray for that couple?
那要是有一个夫妻哈，他们在婚姻里面产生一些问题，我们要是不知道的话，我们怎么样为他们祷告呢
？We can only pray for things that we can see.
我们只是为那些我们看见的事情祷告。
But there are many things in the spiritual battles that we cannot see.
但是在这个灵界里面，灵界的征战里面，我们有很多事情是看不到的。
Who is coming, who is going in the battle can only be seen by the Spirit.
所以谁来参加这个战争，谁不没有参加，那只有这个灵
才
看得到。
So that's why we need to ask the Holy Spirit to pray with us.
所以我们只能求圣灵来为我们祷告。
It is important also that we not only pray for ourselves.
所以我们不只是为我们自己祷告才是重要。
But at the end, it says for God's people.
但是我们要为众圣徒祷告。
Yeah, we need to pray for the families in this church.
我们要为我们教会的家庭祷告。
Yeah, we got to pray for their marriage, pray for their children.
我们要为他们的婚姻，为他们的孩子祷告。
Because in First Corinthians.Paul said that if one part suffer, all other parts would suffer with it.
因为在哥林多前书那里说，要是一个肢体受苦，其他的肢体都受苦。
Now, and if one part is honored, all the parts would rejoice.
那要是一个肢体得荣耀，其他所有的肢体都一同快乐。
Okay, so let us pray.
哦，我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
we thank you so much for your Son Jesus Christ.
我们为着你的儿子主耶稣来感谢赞美你。
Who is our righteousness and our peace?
他就是我们的公义，是我们的平安。
Who is our truth and our salvation?
他是我们的真理，是我们的救恩。
Yeah, who is our everything?
他是我们的一切。
We ask that you put on a full armor of God on every one of us.
我们求你就把 神的全副军装都在穿戴在我们每一个人的身上。
Not only on us, but also on all our family members.
不只是在我们身上，而且在我们家人的身上。
And also remind us to always pray in the Spirit.
求主你提醒我们怎么样靠着圣灵祷告。
So Holy Spirit help us to know what to pray for.
求圣灵帮助我们知道怎么样为什么祷告。
Yeah, help us to pray for God's people.
也帮助我们去为神的子民祷告。
We pray for Pastor Wong who couldn't make it here today.
我们为王牧师祷告，因为他今天不可以来到。
Yeah, he has some pain in his back.
因为他那个背有些痛。
So we ask that you would strengthen him and Mrs. Wong.
求主你坚固他跟他的妻子。
So that even in their old age, they can pray and serve you.
就是在他们的这个长年的时间他们也可以为其他人祷告。
We pray for all the families in this church.
我们也为我们教会所有的家庭祷告。
We ask that you strengthen every marriage in this church.
求主你坚固每一个家庭的婚姻。
Let the love between the husband and the wife grow stronger each day in you.
让这个夫妻之间的爱在你那里能够每天更加的坚固。
And we pray for all the young people and the children in this church.
我们也为这个教会的所有的年轻人祷告。
That they would not be deceived by the evil one.
那他们不会被这个魔鬼来欺骗。
That they would seek your kingdom and your righteousness.
那他们要寻求神你自己的国度和你的公义。
And that you would put your wings over them.
把你的翅膀保护他们
and keep them on walking on a path of life, joy and peace.
带领他们在你的喜乐和生命的道路上行走。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.